Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Campus Book Mart is the one and only stop for the real Southern Miss fan. From hats to sweaters and even jerseys, Campus Book Mart has you covered with all the essentials for the Southern Miss football season. With sizes from toddler to large and in charge, there is no reason to shop anywhere else. Call 601-261-9690 or visit campusbookmart.net. Campus Book Mart on Hardy Street across from USM in Hattiesburg.
Record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty and Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in a cloudy afternoon in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Glad you're with us. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Proud supporters of our program. Proud supporters of Southern Miss Athletics. And just a good place to take your family for good food, and it's never bad at Dickey's.
Yeah, and at Dickey's too, Bob. It doesn't matter what's going on with our athletic programs. You don't even hardly even have to ask. So we're in. If it's Southern Miss related, we're in.
No question about that.
You love that support.
Justin Harris and all the guys down at Dickey's, great friends of ours and great supporters of the athletic department, just as Kelly indicated. All right, Luke Johnson is going to be joining us later in the program, but right now we want to switch gears a little bit. We want to talk some women's basketball. We haven't had our favorite women's basketball coach on the show in quite some time. Coach McNellis, how in the world are you?
You know, I'm doing well. We're moving and shaking. Basketball season's way too fast coming.
Well, you're right. All right, lots to ask you about. In today's world of college athletics, I don't think it's unusual to say to any coach that you got a lot of new players on your roster. That just seems to be the world that we live in right now. But give us a brief rundown, if you will, about how this year's team will look different to fans than, say, last year's team, Coach.
You know, we're going to be very different, Bob. I've never in my 33 years coached with one post player, ever. And it's Malia Grayson, praise the Lord.
Right.
But we've just never been in that situation. We had an injury to Whitney Hart out of Baton Rouge that probably would have been our starting four player. Blew her knee out. We've not had a knee injury probably in 6 or 7 years. So that just killed us. And then we had a young lady that it didn't work out for her to be here. So that put us down. And we got Malia Grayson. So the positive thing about it is that I have more three-ball shooters than I've ever had. And I was jokingly saying the other day, I mean, we were shooting the cover off of it from three-point range. And I don't even drink, but I said, you know, if we're going to shoot this many threes, I may have to have a shot of whiskey before we take the floor. Because I have never, never, ever, ever been a part of that. But again, it's going to have to be a change for us. And we do have some perimeter players that we brought in that can shoot the ball. Trinity Rowe out of Kentucky was player of the year in Kentucky. Small point guard, but she can shoot the cover off of it. We've got a young lady from Albany, Louisiana, really Hammond area. I mean, she has shot the ball, but guess what? She's seeing a doctor today. She has a meniscus tear. So she's going to be out, which is unfortunate. She'll be back, but she'll be out several weeks. You know, we've got a young lady that we signed from Australia, honestly, that was sight unseen. We didn't know what we were getting. We had no clue. But she can really shoot the basketball as well. So I think that's a game changer as well. And then Morgan Seeper, as you know, got really hot last year early and then struggled as it went on down the line, you know, with just people keying in on her and her legs getting tired because of playing first year of college. But that's going to be the difference. But we do have Ja'Coria Bracey that is a multifaceted player that can play different positions and can do different things. She's just got to hit a level of consistency. We've got a point guard that transferred to us from Arkansas State that's originally from New Orleans, and she's tough as nails. She'd be our starting point guard right now. And so I've had player meetings all morning, and she's just tough. She's tough and can really pass the basketball. And so Nyla Jean's been out. She had a concussion. She's been out. Found out one of our other freshmen today. Yesterday she went down in practice. We thought it was her ankle, but she popped her plantar fasciitis, that tendon.
Ouch.
I'm like, jeez. And we have a closed scrimmage on Friday, and we're going to have 8 players. I mean, it's like, how many more injuries we got to have? Malia's back was hurting yesterday. I said, you got to get more stretching in.
Yeah, you don't want her hurt.
Well, Coach,
no.
you won with only five players.
Yeah,
oh, Lord. Seven,
that's it. Yeah, seven.
I want to talk about several of these kids, but I want to go back to Tecoria Bracey. Am I pronouncing
it? Tecoria.
Tecoria, yeah, that's right.
She's the kid from Drew. Am I right about that?
Correct. Home of Archie Manning.
Yeah, she's a baller, Coach. My wife and I enjoyed watching that kid play so much last year toward the end of the season. And here's another kid that reminded me, in a sense, in this respect, of Dom Davis, in that she looked like she's playing at 150% effort whenever she's on the floor. I know you're happy to have her here. I thought she was a big addition to the team.
Oh, she was. And actually meeting with her this morning, the things we talked about was you got to make those game-winning shots. Dom made game-winning shots.
Right.
And a level of consistency. Does that put more pressure on you? Yes. It does. It puts more pressure. It makes things more difficult. And so that's what she and I talked about today, is how to feel that pressure and make it a positive rather than feel that pressure and it get in your head and mess with your head. But she has such a skill set. She can do different things.
Yeah.
And she's gained a lot of confidence through the summer and through this early fall, so we just got to have it.
And one of the things that she's really good at, Bob, is beating the crap out of those Arkansas State women.
You know? have you scheduled a rematch in any way, Coach? Is that a night we need to particularly make sure
a cage
we're there?
Match or, you know, no holds barred?
But you know what? You need to mark them all.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this. I know that we're giving our football team a rough time, and I love Will Hall. And I'm just hoping every week we're going to get, like I thought the other night, we're going to come back and win.
Yeah.
And I'm on the edge of my couch watching it.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. It'll happen. It'll happen. We're going to win this weekend.
We're all there.
And honestly, I don't even know who we're playing.
Well, Coach, one of the things that coaches have, like when the great Chuck Knoll was retired from the Pittsburgh Steelers and the great Tom Landry with the Dallas Cowboys, some people said, well, they could have probably stuck around a little longer, but they just didn't know how to change what they were used to. And based on what you're saying, you are going to have to change as a coach. Not used to having a 3-point shooting team. You're going to have to change, Coach.
I am. And, you know, that's what, you know, we're going to have to run a few different things, because there will be times we will have 5 perimeter players on the floor. I've never run a 5 out, ever.
Mm.
And, you know, I've worked it a lot. Now, Connor, when he was at FAU on staff, they ran some 5 out action. And he and I have done a lot of talk about that, just because he was with them for 2 years, what their roles were, you know. But my staff as a whole has been really, really good. And I will tell you, I've spent a lot of time when I'm at home and film just to see different players and what happened. Like this morning, for example, and last night I watched our fourth quarter against Ole Miss. How did we beat Ole Miss in our zone defense? You know, Bowling Green. I'm like, ooh, we can't guard, but they can't guard either. So somebody's going to score the ball. But we do. We have to change, you know, and figure out different things that we can do and put players in the best spots to be able to be successful. But, you know, and I've never done this, and it's new territory for me, and crap, we go to Atlantis and we play Baylor and probably Texas A&M and Columbia.
Bob, did the great Joey Lee McNellis just say crap on this program?
Did she? Did she really?
I think she did.
I believe that.
Hey, Coach, the preseason polls are out, and the other media in the Sun Belt aren't necessarily, you know, may not know a lot about these injuries because they've got you predicted somewhere in the middle of the pack in the conference. What'd you think about the overall outcome?
You know, I think in losing Dom and some players leaving, I think there was some just unknown. Unknown for the media, unknown for the other coaches, unknown for me, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm okay with being picked middle of the pack. I don't think that's where we'll finish at all. But I think that, you know, it gives us the motivation that we're not going to be sixth. We're not. You know, and our league has come up with this bracket. They haven't approved it yet. That the top two teams get a bye all the way to the semifinals. I don't agree with that.
Mm.
And, you know, last year in the women's side, which we don't control it, let's just be honest, we don't control it. On the women's side, we had the most teams in the Sun Belt to ever get in some type of postseason play. So why do you change it?
Right. Why do you change
when you've had,
it?
Yeah, why do you? You know, and I don't, obviously a lot of people don't agree with me. But why? Why do you change it?
All right, Coach, can you stick around just a little bit longer with us?
Sure. Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to take a 3-minute break and continue our conversation with Joy Lee McNellis. Meantime, don't forget about our Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you every month downloading it. We're grateful to you for that. YouTube, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Audible, Apple. And still to this day, everyone except Kelly can get the Eagle Hour by just asking Alexa or Siri to play it for him. Not going to happen in the Sander household, but it will in yours. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. We're visiting with our good friend Joy Lee McNellis. This segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. CampusBookmart.net, where you can buy all your Southern Miss apparel. Lots to talk to you about. Got one more segment with you, Coach, but I want to kind of veer away from our team here just a moment, and I want to talk to you about women's basketball in general. I guess last year, very historic in the attendance and the interest that got directed toward women's basketball. And I hate to, gosh, I know we've all heard so much about her, but Caitlin Clark, now that a little time has passed and she's left the college game, can you kind of put in perspective how she and that bunch of kids at Iowa sort of changed the image of women's basketball? Is that fair to say?
Oh, that's very, very true. I mean, she not only changed the image, she just changed the game. I mean, I have my youngest brother is a cattleman, and, you know, he comes and watches us play, but he would never sit down and watch women's basketball on TV. Never.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife and son never miss Caitlin Clark on TV.
Yeah.
Even this summer in the WNBA. So I think the casual fan all across the country, she got their attention. And then people wanted to watch her. And then when she was drafted in the WNBA, so many people said, she's not athletic enough. She won't be able to make it. She won't be able. Well, yes, she did. And she just, I mean, again, she and her teammates at Iowa, and then she and her teammates at Indiana, I mean, they changed the game. But she was the core of it. She was the reason. And, you know, some people don't want to step out and say that, but that's the truth of the matter.
Oh, it is the truth.
She's a game changer. She speaks well. She's polite. She's welcoming. And I don't know her personally. I'm just saying with the media.
Mm-hmm.
She seems very open to the media. And as we all know, media drives everything. Right. Social media, you know, all media drives what's happening. And, you know, that just latched onto her, and I mean, crap, she's making $1 million.
Now that she has left the college game, do you anticipate that her impact is everlasting, or do you anticipate maybe a, not a reverse, but a trend back in the other direction now that she's not part of it?
You know, I think that, I don't know that it, I hope that it propels forward. That's
right.
What I hope.
Right, right.
You know, there's got to be another star to rise like her. Who it is, I have no clue. None.
Right.
But I'm hoping that the casual fan just sees how the women's game is, far as playing with the teamwork. And it's different than the men's game. It is. We don't have slam dunkers. I mean, some teams do, but, you know, that's not what we do. You know, it's not what we're how we're made to do, but we're able to shoot three balls. And I think that's going to make our team more interesting this year, that people's going to want to watch us because of that. But I hope not. I hope not. But honestly, I do think it probably will take a step back, not initially, but if someone doesn't rise, it could definitely take a step backwards.
But one,
I mean, how many people can sell out a football stadium for a women's basketball game like they did early last year?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
But one of the things I just could not wrap my head around, Coach McNellis, is that there were some women in the WNBA that was critical of Caitlin Clark. And I'm going, look, her success is only bringing higher salaries and more attention, more corporate sponsorships to the WNBA. Why in the world would anybody, regardless of who it is, not think
jealousy.
That that's a good thing?
Jealousy. Total jealousy.
Gotta be. Yeah.
But that's...
It is. I mean, you had your opportunity to do that, mm-hmm. and you weren't able to do that for whatever the reasons may be.
Mm-hmm.
And Indiana's never sold out, and they're selling out for their games. And they've never made a playoff, and they made a playoff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, let's just be real, okay? Now, Angel Reese is very good, but she can't do what Caitlin Clark does.
No.
Caitlin Clark can't do what she does.
No.
But I will tell you that I truly believe that it was jealousy among teammates, jealousy maybe among coaches. I don't know that. But, you know, jealousy can really, it's there.
Yeah.
You know, it is. And I think Caitlin Clark handled it extremely well, because I think she took some low blows during the game where people hit her and, you know, elbowed her in the face. And I thought, you know, she didn't know what to do early, to be very honest with you, I think. And then again, I'm just an observation. But as the game went on and as the season went on, Buddy, she came back at him. And I think when she made a stand, you know, things kind of changed a little bit. Like, you know, mm-hmm. maybe she is tougher than what she looks.
No.
A skinny little girl.
And yeah. She never whined or complained either. She's, I think, you know, she kind of handled it her own way.
She did handle it her own way.
Yeah.
She did. And,
right.
you know, I think she befriended some of her teammates and became close with them. And, I think then in the end, they began to back her.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So I think that's it. But, yeah, she's a total game changer. Game changer.
Well, speaking of special players, Kelly and I had Malia Grayson out here with us last week, and, of course, we knew her, but we were just, I think, so impressed with her again when she left. And Coach, in an era where I was watching a football game this weekend, and I lost track of the players they had shown were playing at three different schools in 3 years.
Yeah.
Here's Malia Grayson. Could have gone, I'm pretty sure, anywhere she wanted to go. So loyal to you, to the basketball team, to the university, to the city. Boy, she is a rare bird in today's world, Coach.
She is. You know, she is. And Malia, I mean, I've said hats off to her parents many times. Because, you know, that's how you brought up.
Yeah.
And she has definitely been someone that is loyal to our city, our community, our program. And she could have gone anywhere. But she's a soft-spoken young lady. She's always very appreciative of everything. She's not that kid that wants more. You know, she's not that kid of saying, well, why did she get that? Never. That's not Malia Grayson.
Right.
You know, and, you know, like after the city, and I appreciate them doing that, doing the NIL with her, because I do think our community needs to realize what she has done. And she does. If we're going to give NIL out, let's give our best player some NIL stuff. And she's a Hattiesburg kid. Let's support her. You know, and I just think that as she and I were thinking back, when have I punished you? You know, when have you been disrespectful? And she or I, neither one could think about it. We didn't know. Because she is, I mean, and that's rare in today's society.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
That does not happen.
No.
Coach, real,
and I just think she's special.
No question.
Real quick, while in the remaining moments with you, is ODU going to be the top of the heap again? Who is going to be the sure enough tough teams in the Sun Belt this year?
You know, I think James Madison. They got some really good transfers. And Old Dominion got some really good transfers. But I think, no doubt, that's the top two teams in the league.
We're so tired of James Madison around here, Coach. We just call him James Damn Madison because it just doesn't seem to matter what sport they're in, right?
Yeah, tiddlywinks, bocce ball, whatever.
Well, what about Marshall's been pretty outstanding in the last year.
Like Coach Caldwell that was there the last
left,
few years,
right.
I mean, she changed it and she went to Tennessee. And, you know, I follow them on social media and – you know, and I called her early on just to wish her good luck. And, you know, she it was a challenge for her just because of the attitude of the players. You know, we're better than you, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But they have bought into what she's doing. And, I mean, she challenges. I mean, they play their butt off. They play their butt off at Marshall. And, you know, she – now that's why change the bracket. Look at them. They were not in the top four. And look how they finished.
Right.
You know, but she's done a great job, and she'll do a great job at Tennessee just from the reactions that I've seen on social media. Yep. But, yeah, what a heck of a coach.
All right, we've got 1 minute left. What's your message, early message to the Golden Eagle fan base?
You know, the two things. Number one, go buy season tickets. You won't regret it. You'll want to be a part of it. Hey, we sold 41 season tickets during our moving tailgate at the Lane in an hour.
Excuse me.
Coach Matt Garner told me in an hour we sold 41 season tickets to fans that were tailgating. But get your season tickets and know that early on it may be some challenges for us, but we're going to work that. We'll work through it. So we're going to have to be patient early. And why? Because of the strength of our schedule. That's why.
Right.
I mean, we'll play some that we got to win, that we should win. But there's a bunch that we just got to be close in the game. And then you don't know what happens. So come see us play. I think you'll enjoy this style of play. If you see me on the sideline falling out of a chair.
Or drinking whiskey.
It's not whiskey. Because of cancer. It's because we shoot the darn three ball.
Okay. Or drinking whiskey, right?
Drinking whiskey.
That'll explain it if you see Coach down there with a bottle of Wild Turkey.
And if you don't buy a season ticket, we're sending Ja'Coria Bracey to your house.
That's exactly
that's
right.
Right.
I think you'll change your mind.
Hey, Coach, thanks for coming on. Many, many interviews in store if you're willing to do them in the next few months to come.
Hey, I'm with you.
Right.
I appreciate you all.
Thanks, Coach.
For having me.
Dorley McNellis, everybody. Head women's basketball coach. Always entertaining and never shy. That would be a good logo for her, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Entertaining but never shy. When we come back, Luke Johnson gives us his analysis of the Monroe game.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Third segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Right in the shadow of the rock where you can have good lunch 5 days a week, good dinner any night you like. And I guarantee you that the next big football game will be on the TVs at 4th Street Bar and Grill. All right, Luke Johnson joins us, longtime co-host of the Eagle Hour, of course. Needs no real introduction to our listening audience. Luke, 1-5, lots of disappointment all over town, and I know everybody feels that way. Can you put your finger on this surprising bad start to the year.
You know, you could be the ultimate pessimist and say you need more than 10 fingers, right? But you can't. The number one where you can put both thumbs is the inability of the offense to convert on third down. I think you guys talked about that yesterday as well. It's a little over 18% that they've converted. You're like 11. I think it's 11 for 59, 11 for 60. You converted 3 against Kentucky, 4 against Southeastern Louisiana, and you have converted 1 third down of each of the last 4 games. And you know, people that look at statistics and people that understand football, you know, that there's a balance between, you know, you can say you're snake bit, and if you're snake bit, then you need to do something about it that you don't walk around snakes or, you know, get near snakes or reach down and pick up snakes. The Eagles are snake bit in some ways. I mean, just things happen to them. At the same time, somebody has – you have to make a play. You know, a quarterback scramble. Somebody has to block. I'm very frustrated, again, at just the play up front. It's just – it's not there. And when you have quarterbacks that are hurt, you could say, man, you know, we're snake bit with quarterback. Well, if you have solid offensive line play, some of that alleviates itself. Crawford did run the ball, you know, what, 17, 18 times. But you got these playmakers, and you've got some good tight ends, and you've got some good receivers, and you've got a few good running backs. I just don't understand why the plays aren't there. And that's the frustrating part. I think we've talked about it also. If you want to get out of a hole, somebody's got to start climbing. And you don't see maybe a positive desperation sometimes out of this team.
Whenever Will Hall's tenure ends, whenever that might be, one of the epitaphs, I think, Luke, will be the fact the staff's inability to nail down a bona fide quarterback who is definitely the guy. Still in the fourth year, still hasn't been any continuity necessarily at that quarterback position. Is too much made of that? You played at this level. Too much made of that?
I mean, there is something to it because it doesn't matter whether your quarterback's a silent guy or a rowdy guy. Both guys can lead either way. I played at first with Jeff Kelly, who was a silent leader. And then Dustin was a little more vocal. Mickey was vocal. Dustin started for 3 years. And, yeah, that was your guy. You knew that. I do think this is a legitimate snake bit thing. I mean, for 4 seasons, Southern Miss quarterbacks have been hurt. I mean, it's just there's no way getting around that. I think some people are frustrated with the development of some of those quarterbacks over 4 years. I think some of the injuries have to go with offensive line play. And I, you know, especially with a quarterback like Crawford, he's going to be a little more exposed because of his athletic abilities. That comes with it. And, you know, thankfully he wasn't hurt Saturday. But, yeah, I think some of that is inevitable. And some of that you could, to your point, you could say this possibly caused some of the issues. At the other time, I mean, they just had straight bad luck on some of the quarterback issues as well.
One of the questions I have for you is a question that Bob and I get a lot. Why hasn't Jeremy McClain said anything? You know, like he owes people an explanation to a certain degree. But and I'm sure you've gotten that question too. Really, what does he stand to gain one way or the other by saying anything? Or where are you on that
question? If he were to come out and say something, it would be parsed by every single Southern Miss burner account on Twitter as not being enough. And I say that sarcastically, but that's the truth. And I'll say this with a sarcastic grin. Dean will appreciate this. If every Southern Miss burner gave $100 to the NIL or to the Eagle Club, we would be in good shape. So maybe that could be an answer too. I'll get burned by burner accounts for saying that, but it's true. So if Jeremy puts out a statement, it's going to be said as not enough, or okay, put your action where your mouth is and stuff like that. So the thing is, he has to work in that building every day. He knows it. He knows. And there was a picture, kind of an ominous picture Saturday. I mean, it was him standing.
I saw that.
Yeah, I mean, the dude's disgusted, and he gets it. You know, and I just
so there's nothing to gain at this point, one way or the other, by saying anything.
But let me ask you, like what would he gain by putting some out? What would he gain?
No, I'm with you 100%, but I don't know why that's so difficult for a lot of people to understand.
And what would he say that we don't already know?
Yeah, it's tough.
Sometimes, and I'm not saying it's right, but sometimes.
But he's not okay. He's not protecting the coaching staff by not saying something. I think people have thought that. And people that don't fundamentally understand about how things go, I mean, that coaching staff is your guys. You hired them and you brought them in. But at the same time, everybody on that coaching staff knows it's a business. They understand that. But what I'm getting at is I get tired of the internet, you know, talking point that he's protecting, you know. What do you want him to say? What do you, you know, and if you want him to make a decision that affects leadership and a coaching position in the middle of the season, there is significant money involved. Not just the buyout of a head coach, but pay down the line as well. And so one thing I did appreciate, I listened to the interview with Will yesterday. I did appreciate what he said about his players. And nobody and people that, and I say this respectfully, people that haven't been in a locker room, no matter whether it's wins or losses, they don't respectfully understand the relationship between coaches and players. It's not coaches and every player, because sometimes the relationship's dictated by playing time or an attitude or something. But that's the toughest part in this whole deal. There's real relationships between human beings that are affected by all this.
And I totally understand what you're saying about Jeremy. And rightly or wrongly, there are some fans, though, that just want to hear from their leader something. Like, I understand your frustration. We're going to wait to the end of the season. We're going to analyze this thing, and we're going to get it right.
Well, I thought he said something on Inside Southern Miss Athletics a few weeks ago. I mean, it wasn't probably what some people wanted to, you know. But, I mean, it was almost like, okay, We're at that point, we were 1-3, I know, you know, and I understand that. But I think anybody that has been around Jeremy or knows Jeremy or has at least perceived Jeremy knows that he knows what's going on isn't good. He knows what's going on ultimately won't be, you know, accepted. And eventually, if something doesn't change, there will be change. I mean, that's how you do it.
What has to happen now to salvage something the rest of the year?
Well,
When you're in a
winning streak, it's one game at a time. And when you're in a losing streak, it's one game at a time. Mm-hmm. And maybe more in a losing streak, it's one half at a time, one quarter at a time, one series at a time. And I think I said it last week, but, I mean, you're at the point now where you have to – you play for everybody around you, and you cannot let – It's the easiest time to do it. You can't let one bad play or two bad plays snowball, because this is the easiest time for it to snowball.
On a more serious note, you do recall when you curb stomped Santa in the beignet eating contest.
Yeah.
All right. Dima has challenged him to a contest. I'm going to do the play-by-play. Lee Roberts has agreed to do the color commentary. I'm going to work on getting this set up. What advice do you have for Dima?
Santa will talk big at the beginning. He will make ferocious faces. He will come in probably with like a 90s boombox, looking like he was an extra for New Kids on the Block. Yeah. And you just can't let that get in your head, Dima. I mean, you just can't do it. You have to know and trust what the preparation you've put in. I would say, just for your own sake, here's a little insider baseball tip. Bring two garbage bags and put them over your upper body and your lower body for two reasons. The powder will get on the powdered sugar will get on you, but Santa will turn into his LeBron, and he'll start throwing things, and you don't want to get hit with that either.
Now, your wife is here, who's a nurse practitioner, and Lauren, is there any advice that you could give? Is this what you would call a healthy competition, a beignet eating contest? And when your husband so magnificently killed, how many beignets did you eat in 3 minutes?
It was six in less than 3 minutes.
Did you have to provide any medical care later in the evening?
Not that I can recall, but you know, depending on your maybe pre-existing health conditions, there could be some
medical
support needed in the hours after. But I think it's, you know, it's fun. It's lighthearted. They're not doing it every day. So
well, as a highly trained physician, when you look at a man like Kelly Sander, are you shocked that he could not perform any better than he did in the beignet eating contest?
No.
No?
I love Kelly.
I said to my doctor after a checkup, I said, "How do I stand?" He goes, "That's what I can't figure out."
I think Lauren may be perhaps more concerned about the mental issues with Kelly than the physical issues.
It's funny. I was going to say the same thing when she agreed to marry him.
Totally understand.
Hey, I love the Golden Eagles. We're all frustrated.
We all do, yeah.
And just hang on. Just got to hang on.
All right, you're going to be out a while, but you'll be back.
Yeah, see you guys in November.
All right, Luke Johnson, everybody. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to thank Joy Lee McDellis for joining us early in the program. Of course, our buddy Luke Johnson and Lauren. Anytime Lauren's here, it's a good day for us, Kelly.
Yeah, and Luke's going to be doing some missionary work, you know, overseas, and Lauren's going to hold down the fort in Laurel while he's gone.
All right, good show tomorrow, Kelly. I know you booked it up.
We've got Carly Makavica scheduled for tomorrow.
And say thinking, that 10 times real fast.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, I got to make sure my teeth are glued in there. But she's the director of baseball operations here to preview Trick or Treat at the Pete, which is going to take place on Thursday, which is actually a couple weeks before Halloween. Mm-hmm. But Thursday night, October 17th, that's going to take place. She'll be here to give us the details about that. And Garland Wilson, the director of basketball operations, to talk about the black and gold scrimmage tomorrow at 7 o'clock. That's a Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at Reed Green Coliseum.
That open to the public?
It is open to the public, and they really would like, you know, people to come out and as the team is unveiled for this coming year, because their first game is the 24th. God, October
that's 24th. Believe, yeah. That's 9 days from now, Kelly.
It is.
It's still halfway through football season.
That's like I said, back in the old days, the very first hint of basketball was Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. You'd watch the games on Thanksgiving, and then Saturday there'd be a tournament in Hawaii or someplace like that.
Right. All right, here's some news that broke that may be of interest to our listeners, and it was a great interest to Kelly Sander. The school announced this morning, we are excited to launch the sale of single-game parking for this weekend's homecoming football game against Arkansas State. Kelly, you can get a parking spot for $20, or if you want to be even closer, you get a parking spot for $40 to get you to the football game Saturday. So you won't need my parking.
Does that include my golf cart that'll take me right?
No, Kelly, I don't think so. $40 gets you near the Thad Cochran Center. Never understood why all the buildings are named after politicians, but that would be a subject for another program. Pride Field or Century Park North, for $20, you can get a parking spot at the MK Turk K. James Drive. That's the circle around the basketball arena. The theater and dance lot, that may be where you would want to go. Or the liberal arts building. What do you think about that, Mr. Sander?
Well, I mean, they obviously think that there's going to be some open spots this weekend. And I know we kind of say that tongue in cheek, but I mean, it is homecoming.
It is.
You know, so there'll be a lot of alums coming back, you know, who are just as dismayed as all of us are at the way the season has gone. But it is homecoming, and it's a special time to reunite with some of your best friends that you've ever made.
Right.
Were made in college.
Well, I like the idea of opening empty parking spots up to the public. If it were me, I would might have done maybe $20, $10, but that's just me.
And you know what? To the season ticket holders, and I say this with all due respect, I'm an Eagle Club, you know, member, and I know a lot of people are, but I would, and I'm, this is just an idea that I'm going to throw out there. On your when you have a reserved parking space, it's reserved until 30 minutes before game time. And then if you're not there 30 minutes before game time, they're, you know, they can assume that you're not coming, and they can open it up to just to make it a little bit more fan friendly, because as the university has grown, you know, and there's just not many places to park anymore.
Right.
So there's a great need. And if those spaces are just going to sit there empty, why not let particularly some of your elderly, you know, who have difficulty getting around, let them have those spots if you're not going to use them.
I agree. Or maybe a family with two or three children that are hauling kids to the game, going to buy concessions and souvenirs and tickets and all of that.
Those are future Golden Eagle fans.
Great week, though, on the campus. You got the basketball scrimmage tomorrow night. I think that's pretty interesting to go see that. You got trick-or-treat at the Pete. You've got baseball scrimmages taking place at the Pete. And then you've got homecoming. So, boy, I tell you what, and I think the weather's going to be near perfect.
Yeah, cool, actually, downright cool this weekend. There's actually conference action tonight in the Sun Belt, Bob. Tuesday night game features the Battle of Alabama. Troy travels to South Al. Now, and that's tonight, one of the games that's nationally televised. If you were making the, just off the top of your head, if you were making that spread, what do you think the point difference would be?
I would have to believe South Alabama would be a maybe 6-point favorite.
They're an 11-point pick.
Really?
11-point pick at home. Other games on the schedule tonight, including two from Crapfrance USA. Kennesaw State travels to Murfreesboro to take on the Blue Raiders.
Man, that's a heck of a game.
A pillow fight.
Kennesaw State and Middle Tennessee.
The Owls against the Blue Raiders.
Is that on TV? Please say it is.
It is.
Okay, good.
That's Middle Tennessee, an 8.5-point pick. That's not going to happen very often this season. And then Louisiana Tech travels to New Mexico State, where New Mexico State is an 11.5-point favorite at home.
Just think about what you just said, and that sums up Conference USA. Louisiana Tech has to travel to New Mexico to play a Tuesday night football game.
Yeah, well, it's better than having to go to Massachusetts to play a Wednesday night game.
Yeah, but it's just, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's so great about the Sun Belt.
Yes.
With the exception of Texas State, everybody's in the Southeast. That's
not too far to travel at all.
You can't say that about the SEC anymore.
No, you can't.
The SEC is not a team of the Southeastern United, not a conference of the Southeastern United States any longer.
Yeah, Missouri's not anywhere in the Southeast.
Or Oklahoma.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, that's definitely
all right,
Midwest.
Good show tomorrow. Kelly's got it all booked up. We'll look forward to bringing it to you. Thank you for listening today. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the revolution. A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.